Exciting news.
What's the news? What's the news?
We are expanding the podcast. We're going to have none other than Ryan Webb's host, Fuster Cluck Farm and Ranch.
It's going to be a great pod. He's going to talk ag. He's going to talk cattle. He's going to talk ag tours with the boys.
Fucking always an ag tour.
Yeah, always an ag tour. Yoke hunting. He's got guests. He's going to get other farmers around the area.
Who have not been on the show yet.
No, yeah, all new. Man, it's going to be great. I think he said he's going to try to do it every 2 weeks. Yeah. It's going to be a new episode.
Yeah.
You're going to learn some stuff. You're going to have some laughs. You're going to enjoy it. I guarantee it. It's going to be awesome.
It will be. And everything that Devin just said is going to happen. Plus, he's just going to use it as a gripe session for about half of it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you're going to hear how tough it is actually to farm and ranch.
Oh, yeah.
It's not all glamour like you see on TV. It's no
it's
farm
not Yellowstone.
Sim. Yeah, it ain't no farm sim.
It ain't no farm sim.
Yeah.
Those fucking Swedes could put soap. Oh, that's a whole different subject.
Yeah.
Anyway.
We'll get that with the guests.
Yeah. Anyway, we did some ag tours yesterday.
A demo run with it.
And, you know, Ryan headed it off. He got a special guest on. And now where we were at, you know, you're out in the middle of fucking nowhere checking cattle. You don't have that great of service. So it cut in and out. We've got a couple, I think two or three little snippets that
segments
that we are going to share with you guys, and hope you like it.
You're gonna have a nice preview of what's to come. I'm guessing though he's gonna be a little more structured when he actually does it, because yesterday he had Brant with him, so yeah, it's not gonna be structured.
Pepsis were drank.
It's gonna happen, but yeah, give you a little preview anyways to see what's coming up with Fuster Cluck Pods. And, I hope you guys enjoy it. Give them a listen.
Fucking A! About me.
You had it for 2 years.
Come to.
I got this last.
You guys must be hard in McCracken. There ain't no service out your way. Still there?
We're trying to reconnect this.
God.
There you are. There you are. You must be hard in McCracken.
We're about there, man.
Your ranch is hard, Brant.
You know what, man? I come out here and help the small folk when I can. It's a busy life.
He got one gauge. He's real fucking happy.
Oh, no. We talked about my ranch. What'd you say?
It's a hard world.
It is, man. You know what? Webb doesn't know about going out and chopping up stock tanks with a fucking hatchet with a horse biting your ear. He don't know shit about that.
Oh, I want to hear that story.
Jeez.
I didn't tell you that?
Hold on. Are we recording?
You know, the funny thing is, I think we're recording, are you? Hopefully you
go ahead,
Bart. Hopefully you get to edit this thing before you put it on there. Or is this just a unfiltered situation?
It can be whatever you want it to be, princess. I can make your fucking dreams come true.
Keep your pants on.
Oh, jeez. Brant, I think you make a lot of dreams come true, don't you?
Hey, man, there's only so much this tongue can do, all right?
Oh, jeez.
I guarantee you can't raise cattle.
but I can check when they're fertile with. You know what I'm saying? With my tongue, Ryan. But Justice,
yeah,
you're
gonna kinda...
here. I think he's going to.
Do what?
I want to find out. You got more cattle than I do. I want to find out how close his tongue is fertility.
You want to try them out? I probably got some heifers that are going to come in to eat here one of these days.
I got about a three-day window where I'm pretty fucking accurate, Bart.
Oh, jeez. I can only imagine how that goes.
Oh, the cows like it.
I just lost my boot in the mud. What a sad sight it is.
Yeah, all this out. Anyway, no, none of this. What were we talking about?
So what are you boys doing now?
Still base cruising.
Allegedly.
Checking cattle. Not even my cattle. We're just going to find cattle and check.
Are you in the old Jeep today?
No. We're in the Dodge. She's leaking a little bit of antifreeze, but we're just not going to worry about that right now. We're going to get through feeding season, and then we'll fucking worry about the antifreeze.
That's the best way to go about it.
I mean,
broke,
I don't
fix it.
It's not enough to worry about, so.
Just put a gallon in it every morning. You'll be all right.
Oh, there's a gallon in the backseat. Don't you worry. And I'm sure Hagen's
if he pissed in it. If Hagen's pissed in it, it probably wouldn't freeze, would it?
Hey man, my shit's nuclear. You ain't gotta worry about that.
He's potent.
He's
Hunter's used me for scent block, if that tells you anything.
Jeez. Fertile as a Mexican and stinging like a bee.
He's looking at it right, Kyle.
That's a different. He's ready for Chernobyl. Start over. Hey, Justice, you there?
Now you're there. Now you're there. By the time you boys get this figured out, hell, we'll be 3 hours into this podcast.
Hey, we're trying to get Whitley on it.
I'm trying to get what?
Whitley.
Oh, boy.
I guarantee he ain't going to answer. He's not a fucking cattleman anymore.
King ain't making any t-shirts right now. He can come
what
in on
this. What is he? Seeds. What is he? Channel.
I just threw a Pepsi out the window. I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are only how many beers? I mean, Pepsis.
11.
11 Pepsis into this.
Yeah, how many times have we tried this?
Oh, well. Since you got on, we've only had six since you got on.
All right, here's the fucking thing, Bart. Oh, it's harder than shit. That was like 3 yards away from allegedly hitting something. Bart, here's the thing, all right? So every time you've been on my podcast, you piece of shit, you flipped your fucking Pepsi bottle cap at my face. Bart, every time you've been on my podcast.
Me a piece of shit.
Well, I wouldn't be wrong either way.
Oh,
but
geez,
every time. Every time you've been on my podcast, we've always had smooth sailing. Because I always made sure I had service. Now, this is the only problem I foresee this subsidiary of Fuster Cluck Podcast having. Fuster Cluck Farms needs to happen.
Rich.
Ranch. Fuster Cluck Ranch needs to happen. There is so many fucking people listening out there, not even in America, Canada, Germany especially, the UK. There's farmers all over the world that Karen fucking T and almost know for a fact have the same problems you guys have. Go through the same issues. Feed cattle fucking matter. All that shit. I am. So everybody listening to this, this first episode of Cluster Cluck Ranch. Cheers, buddy. I am happy that you allowed me to be on this episode, Ryan. Ryan is the head of Cluster Cluck Ranch. So, Bart, do you agree or disagree that everybody around the world...
Everybody that's listening right now, we're sorry. It's probably going to be kind of a Buster Cluck. It's going to be little episodes, this and that. We appreciate you. We understand you. And honestly, hey, justice needs cattle.
Yeah.
Justice likes...
Bart's going to be the first commercial on here.
I kind of what I'm thinking.
I'm right, Bart? I'm already sending my donation. Let's roll.
There we go! Let's go!
I'll get King to make the hats.
I was gonna say, technically, Justice is the first, but I'm going to say our first official ad now, even though he didn't pay for it. King Screen Printing.
Great Bend, Kansas.
Y'all need some shirts that say Best Cluck Ranch? We can probably do that.
Oh, we can do that.
Couple hats. Couple thongs.
Quick turnaround.
You want kitchen mats? You want bath mats? You want a flag?
You want a banana hammock like Justice Barton? We will have it.
Hell, if you want a tumbler to put your whiskey in at the end of the night, he's the man for you.
Oh, yeah. Fucking King can fucking do that. The only description I have with all of this is Bart cannot physically fit into a banana hammock because his cock is fucking huge.
Oh, jeez. See, we just went from left field to right field real quick.
That's yours, Wes.
Well, so, are we going to talk about scrotum circumference? Well, I have no idea.
What the fuck did you just say?
Scrotum circumference?
I have no idea where you're going for there. Well, I had no idea where you're going from there. So
you boys do know I'm an auctioneer by night.
Oh, yeah.
Did not know that.
You didn't know he did that?